Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it'll be partly cloudy. We do have a chance for some scattered afternoon showers, maybe some thunderstorms. Highs around 85 for the most part, maybe the upper 80s further west. In Kenosha right now, it's already 69 degrees. Burlington is at 65. 68 Milwaukee, 70 in Racine. The Red Cross contacted about offering help to three adults and two pets from a fire last night in Kenosha. It was an apartment at 73rd Street and 60th Avenue. Cause is still under investigation, with initial reports indicating the rescue of at least one person needed from a second-floor balcony. The operator of a motorcycle had to lay the bike down rather than strike a dog that had run out in front of him. This was Thursday evening in the village of Rochester. That man ended up at Frederick Hospital. The Racine County Sheriff's Department says he's 60 years old. The motorcyclist was in the 400 block of Front Street when this dog suddenly appeared. A news release has the man striking his head on the pavement when he put the bike down. The dog was not struck. Its owner was found and given a citation. There are plans for a $250 million medical development in Mount Pleasant. That will include a brand new hospital. It's all been announced by Advocate Aurora Health. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
In addition to the hospital, which would offer a full spectrum of emergency and inpatient services, Advocate Aurora Health is planning to construct two additional primary care clinics and a medical office building on a 96-acre site it has purchased at the northeast corner of I-94 and Highway 20. Construction is expected to begin later this year, with opening scheduled in 2021. In a statement, Nick Turkle, president and CEO of Advocate Aurora Health, says, quote, "We're looking forward to serving this rapidly growing community by ensuring consumers have access to the right care at the right time in the right setting." In February, Advocate Aurora announced it plans to build a $130 million ambulatory surgery center and physician's office building in Pleasant Prairie. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission this week talking about it. Nothing more than that, a proposed industrial park development, close to 200,000 square feet of space in five buildings on the south side of Highway 20 near the interstate, known as the St. John Property Site, for which the site building operation plan was being presented. Community Development Director Sam Schultz explained to Commissioner Joe Meyer that Globe Drive separates the two parcels and that a new road section is going to be a part of this.
It's part of a certified survey map with the MLG development agreement that you guys will see in the coming months. They will be dedicating that southern portion for future right-of-way.
Okay.
That's a wider boulevard lane, so we worked out an agreement with MLG that they'll be putting it in as part of the intersection. Further south, it will be shared across the two property boundaries because they have another road further in the phase three further south that they'll have to construct as well. So a lot of wider roadways down there. We wanted to give them phasing of the construction of those.
Dustin Michalski with St. John Property saying that the timetable all depends on coordinating with MLG development for improvements to what is now farmland.
So as soon as those improvements get to the point that we have a suitable pad to develop the two lots, we'll start construction. Lot three on that plan is going to be both single-story offices are proposed to be built together. And on lot four, we'll be looking at probably building two of those flex buildings and then phasing the third building when the market would deem another building needed. It's going to be spec, so it's going to be just an empty shell during construction and after construction, and then we will build a suite for tenants as needed for the tenants to meet zoning code.
The development plan for the St. John property site, again, a total of five buildings, said to be about 80 to 85% complete right now. Public improvements targeted to begin around midsummer. Due to all the rain of late, the Highway 32 road project in Caledonia is behind schedule. The village website telling residents the remaining work is going to have to be pushed back a bit. After a meeting with the contractor Tuesday, the restoration work will have to be extended into next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. The contractor to perform the remaining restoration, cleanup of the materials, and removal of equipment, stuff like that in the project area. Thursday, May 31st, the work zone traffic controls are to be removed, and that will open up Highway 32 again to all traffic. We've, of course, got the Memorial Day weekend starting today, and the temperatures are going to be back into the 80s, going to feel more like summer all across Wisconsin. And with that, people are going to be traveling. Some of them may bring their pets. Others may be just driving around the local area with some of their animals with them. Animal protection officials are reminding you, be very careful with this hot weather. Do not leave your pets in vehicles, not even for just a few minutes. They do not dispel the heat the way that people do, and they can suffer heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or even worse. A man accused of leaving 14 cats and a couple of dog crates out in the elements in April waived his preliminary hearing in circuit court. 14 counts of mistreatment of animals. He's pleading not guilty to those charges. Meanwhile, 57-year-old Robert Esser will be back in court July 13th for a status conference in that case. The animals found at a home in the 5500 block of 6 Mile Road. And a couple from Waterford accused of voting twice back in the spring election of last year, entering not guilty pleas to charges of election fraud. Kay and James Dedig entering those pleas in Racine County Circuit Court with a status conference scheduled for July 13th. The Denigs, according to court documents, admitted casting ballots in two jurisdictions, voting the full ballot in the village of Rochester, then driving to Burlington where they voted only for the referendum, leaving the rest of the ballots blank. The couple owned homes at the time in both municipalities. Visitors to Racine County spent a record $236.7 million last year, which was more than $4 million over the county's previous visitor spending mark of $232.3 million set back in 2015. State Department of Tourism, meanwhile, reporting all over the state visitor spending last year hit $12.7 billion, a 3.2% increase from 2016. Tourism also supporting well over 195,000 jobs, which produced some $5.4 billion in personal income. Racine Unified began a program last year with Walden High School to engage the students in what are known as e-sports, games played with electronic devices, and that's grown substantially, that particular effort, around the country. And there are reasons why the district might be looking to expand the initiative to engage students.
This is actually playing video games as an organized competition. So when I say the term e-sports, it's an umbrella term, much like how we think of sports. So when we think of sports, we think of baseball, basketball, even chess is considered a sport by many people. An example that we typically use and play a lot in this district is called League of Legends. League of Legends is a game that is much like 5-on-5 live-action chess.
That's James O'Hagan, Director of Digital and Virtual Learning for the district, who noted the world of esports also includes a lot of behind-the-scenes activities and jobs that can be had. Esports promotes physical and mental health, he said, versus the image of just sitting on a couch with a gaming device all day. And he said it also creates the team concept, but it can also draw participants into society.
Typically, video games are associated with people who withdraw from the community, who withdraw from social events. And what we're saying is, let's take something that a lot of our students in the age groups that we're dealing with recognize themselves as being gamers, and saying, let's draw on those student interests and do something that's typically done at home, and let's build a team concept around that. Let's provide them purposeful practice. That doesn't mean going and playing video games for 10 hours, but incorporating a growth mindset into how we do practice.
More than 70 colleges and universities offer scholarships for esports, and according to O'Hagan, he's proposed it be expanded to all the district's high schools. Interim Superintendent Eric Gallion says they're seeking to replace grant money with a funding mechanism that relates to extracurricular activities in the budget process. Take note of a public involvement meeting scheduled by the State Department of Transportation on the plans to resurface Washington Avenue from West Boulevard to Marquette Street in the city of Racine. This project to include the resurfacing of about 1.5 miles of the roadway, adding a couple of curb ramps here and there along the way. It's a public involvement meeting set for Monday afternoon, June 4th, from 12:30 until 1:30 in room 303 of City Hall in Racine. It's a Friday. June 4th is a Monday. It's going to follow an informal open house format. DOT representatives going to be available to talk about that project and to answer questions. As we have reported in the past, this is totally a DOT project. City of Racine does not have any money involved in that effort. And, of course, today is the start to the Memorial Day weekend for a lot of folks. It means special events going to be coming up in the next day or two, including in Racine County. Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove is going to be hosting the annual event there. Veterans Affairs Secretary Daniel Zimmerman is going to be the featured speaker. Next Monday, Kenosha's Green Ridge Cemetery, the annual ceremony for Memorial Day starting at 10 o'clock, hosted by American Legion Post 21. Also next Monday morning in Racine, 10 o'clock starts the annual Memorial Day Parade from Washington Avenue and West Boulevard to Graceland Cemetery. Then it's the 11 a.m. program at the War Memorial. And next Monday as well at 11 o'clock, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson scheduled to offer Memorial Day comments. He'll be at Sunset Ridge Memorial Park on Green Bay Road in Summers. It's the event put on by American Legion David Leet Post 552. And this afternoon at 3 o'clock, it's the annual banding of the Peregrine Falcon Chicks up on the 10th floor lobby of the Racine County Courthouse. The chicks from the nesting box on top of the roof of the historic building. It's a process, by the way, that is open to the public, and if you've never seen it, it's quite the thing to see. Greg Septon with the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program will be leading that. Missing, though, this year, in front and center, will be Jean Johnson. She'd been there for the past several years. She, of course, of the Johnson family, passed away not long ago. Something County Executive Jonathan Delagrave took note of when he gave a State of the County address this week.
Traditionally, as the baby falcons are banded, they are given the name of someone who has died the previous year. Last May, we broke this tradition and named one of the baby falcons Jean, after their front row fan. Imogen was able to watch as the baby falcon was banded with her name forever. Sadly, Imogen passed away in March, and she won't see this year's banding. I encourage you all to attend this fascinating event, and, like me, gain comfort that a sister peregrine falcon named Jean is flying high somewhere. A fitting tribute to this extraordinary woman we were so blessed to have in our community.
Delagrave delivering that speech symbolically from the Jean and Sam Johnson Pavilion at the Riverbend Nature Center. Now, Greg Septon earlier this week banded peregrine chicks from the nesting box atop the now inactive Pleasant Prairie power plant. The birds are going to be getting a new home later in the year on top of a silo for a flower production company. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.